this great moment. Thank you. We are not short of the Holy Spirit present to help us. I thank you that everybody have an eye to see and an ear to hear and a heart to understand and a mouth to speak these words again. I thank you for your presence. I thank you that I'll be a vessel for you to use tonight and that you'll speak clearly and we'll understand what you're saying. And things will begin to happen in this ministry. Happen on this very floor and the place that they're going to move to. Your hand will be on it. Wherever they go, your hand will be on it. And I thank you for the remnant who are here standing and standing and fighting. And I thank you, Father, that this ministry is a large city. It can grow without bondage. And I have faith. Yeah, I walk by faith, not by sight. I think in the spirit world, I know you're moving mightily. And I'm so thankful. I praise you and I honor you. I bless your people. I bless every person in the sound of my voice. In Jesus' name, everybody say it. Amen. You may be seated. There are some scriptures we have to look at. And you know, sometimes the Lord gives you scriptures, you think they should go one way, and he want them to go another way. You want to make an outline, and you want to have it all right, you know. In Acts chapter 9, because the scriptures, he put them the way he want them, and so therefore I know he will help me to come in alignment with it, all right? Acts chapter 9, you got your Bible? Because you're going to need to follow Acts chapter 9. I'm going to read a verse, and I want you to hold on to that verse because I'm going to come back to that verse. Acts chapter 9, verse 31. After reading some verses, I'm going to tell you what this installation message would be. Acts chapter 9, verse 31. Very powerful. It says in that verse, "Then had the churches rest throughout all Judea and Galilee and Samaria. And were what?
Edified.
I can't hear you.
Edified.
Edified. And walking in the fear of the Lord. And, now it don't say it, but it means the same thing. Walking in the comfort of the Holy Ghost.
Yeah. Yeah.
Next two words. I can't hear you.
Were
what?
Were
multiplied. All right, we'll come back to that now. Go to Acts chapter 20. And I thought to read one verse, but the Holy Ghost said, no, I need to read this. Acts 20, 27. Paul closing out before he go into something else. He's about to give a charge to pastors or bishops. Or leaders, you're about to give them a charge. He said, but he said this, and you could read it yourself, but he said in the 27th verse, "For I have not shown to declare unto you all the counsel of God." And that's what we need. We need all the counsel of God, all right? And then he gave this charge to these elders, to these bishops, to these pastors. He says, and I'm just reading now. I'm coming back to these verses. "Take heed, therefore, unto yourselves." First statement he made, right? Now I could stop there, you know, because that's very important. "And to all the flock." Now, you know, I'm just going to. Some of the flock is ugly. Got ugly ways. But you're still going to have to minister to them. "Over to watch the Holy Ghost has made you overseer to feed the church of God, which he purchased with his own blood." Now, these two verses I wasn't going to read. I was going to talk about them, but the Holy Ghost said, read them, the 29th, because he's talking about two enemies. There's only two enemies. There's not 3,000 enemies. There's not, you know, 200 enemies, 20 enemies. There's only two enemies. If you know how to deal with them two enemies, you got all enemies in your hand. All right. For I know this, the Apostle Paul said, that after my departing shall grievous wolves enter in among the among you, not sparing the flock. That's one enemy. All right, get closer here now. That's an outside enemy coming in. But you're going to have inside enemies you got to deal with. Also of your own selves your men arise, speaking perverse things to draw away disciples after them. Therefore watch. Remember that by the space of 3 years, I cease not to warn everyone day and night, or night and day with tears. Now verse 32 is a very pivotal verse also. It's actually, if you're taking note, it was the three verses was four verses, because I'm going to another verse. It was Acts 9:31, Acts 20:28, Acts 20:32, and we're leaving this one. We're going to Ephesians 4:16 for a reason, all right? But this verse here, verse 35, verse 32. Verse 32. That's a powerful verse. Verse 32. Everybody say verse 32. Won't you pay attention now? Because when the Holy Ghost lay down on this message, I want it to minister to you. In other words, I want you to leave here as a different person. The Holy Ghost and the Word can do that. You know that, right? That's a divine combination that can create the supernatural. I want to uplift you, those who listen to me. And so I can't do no better way, and I feel the Holy Ghost coming out. I can't do no better way than pace myself to let this anointing invade this place. And every time she stand up, she's going to stand up on the invaded anointing. Now that invaded anointing not only going to be dealing with the congregation, it's going to be dealing with her. She will be different when I finish. You will see a different pastor Sunday morning. Oh, yeah. God, I mean, if there's not going to be no transfer in here, what I'm here for? You follow what I'm saying? So her ministry and her preaching will be different Sunday. Because I'm planning on uniting with the Holy Ghost and put something on her. Yes, sir. And on you. Yes, sir. And now, here the apostle close and tell him what to wrap things up with. And now, brethren, I commend you to God. And to the word of his grace. Now notice what he would do. Which is able to what? Build you up, and to what else? Among all them, which was what? Now, one more verse, and then I'll tell you what we're going to talk about for a few minutes. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 16. Now, there's a lot of verses I could read there because it's so important what goes on in this chapter. Very few churches is in this chapter. But I believe that LTMA churches should be in this chapter. And this church is one of them, okay? And Ephesians chapter 4. All right, Lord. Verse 11. I can't get by it. I keep trying to pass, but I feel something say, no, you can't pass it. All right. And he gave some apostles and some prophets, you with me? Some evangelists, some pastors and teachers. For, now these three things. For the perfecting of the saints. That word perfecting there's an element of maturity that has to come in a church. The pulpit has to be matured to mature the pew. And so, I'm making a maturity transfer in this church. A I don't know how to pronounce the word, a solidness, or being solid. Okay. The saints need to be matured. All right. You with me? All right. All right. Now, for the work of the ministry. See, matured and then the work of the ministry. And then for the what? Edifying, building up of the body of Christ. Everybody say amen.
Amen.
Everybody say praise God.
Praise God.
Now notice verse 13. Till we all come into in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God. Hallelujah. Here it is again now. Here it is again now. Talking about maturity, completion, unto a perfect man or a perfect woman. Unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Now, that's what's supposed to be going on in the church.
Yes,
see, yes, see, yes, see, yes, see, we, and I'm saying the pastor, don't take up no battles from someone who's just trying to create a battle.
Yeah.
Keep preaching to the saints.
Yes, sir.
Keep preaching to the saints, all right? That we henceforth be no more children tossed to and fro and carried by every wind of doctrine, by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness, whereby they lie and wait to deceive. But speaking the truth in what?
Love.
Oh, my goodness. May grow. You see that word? Perfect. Grow. May grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ. Now we read verse 16 and connect with the other verses. Read it with me. Read it? Let's read. From whom whole body fitly joined together and compacted by that which every joint supplieth, according to the effectual working in the measure of every part, maketh. I think that about three times we've seen that word edify.
Yeah.
And that's what the church is all about.
Yes, sir.
To build them up.
Yeah.
And see, when you build people up, the one who need to be cut down is going to automatically be cut down. Because they can't handle you building them up. Because they're not here to be built up. They're here to break something up. But you can't let them pull. Don't let them pull you off your base. Members, you hear what I'm telling them? Don't let them pull you off your base with their ugly ways. Now. How to wear the mantle of a Holy Ghost appointed overseer. Now, let's look at three words here. I looked up the word mantle, and I was looking for an adjustment to make for this service. And I ran upon this mantle is the position of someone who has responsibility or authority. There are three words that I charge Pastor Cynthia with. You have a position, you have responsibility, and you have authority. All three of them dangerous. And you need the Holy Ghost to help you. So you will have to pay close attention to the appointment and the anointing. Now here's some of the things that have come forth. Information. Instruction. Inspiration. And impartation. Releasing, you listening?
Yes,
manifestation and demonstrations of the Holy Ghost.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
When a church is in that type of anointing, many things could happen. Many things. Listen, let me tell you something, a spirit of life. Many things gonna turn around tonight. Listen.
Listen, I don't care if she come back and preach the same message. Because, see, anointing, information, instruction, inspiration, and impartation has to come from the overseer. Releasing manifestation and demonstrations of the Holy Ghost. See, you need the Holy Ghost to pastor a church. You need to function in the Holy Ghost. But these people drive you crazy, boy. I mean, you got some people coming with all kind of stuff, you know what I'm saying? All right, now, go back. Y'all going to shout in a few minutes. Oh, I know I had a pew view of this. Go back to Acts 9:31 now. Go back to Acts 9:31. And I want to talk about producing five major marks in the family of God. Five major marks has to be produced. You back to Acts 9:31? Come on, members. Now listen. These five major marks. Number one, rest. There's a rest for the people of God. And when revelation and instruction and information and inspiration is flowing from the pulpit, there's a divine rest. Trouble water everywhere. Things not going right. But because I went to church Sunday morning, I heard from God and I heard a word, and the word got me in rest. I'm so restful I can't be disturbed. Now, notice this and hear this. Everything I preach to you tonight has to be mixed with faith. It's not going to just fall on you. You know, if the word preached to them didn't profit them nothing because they didn't mix it with faith. And they let it slip. Don't let this slip. There's a rest. So you see, the first thing he said about the church in Samaria and Galilee, they enter into a rest. I know I'm preaching right. Let me go turn to the voice. I mean, y'all look like I ain't preaching right yet. I know they enter into a rest, man. That's a power. That's the first mark. I told you it's five. So, in this house, I release a resting anointing. Every disturbed mind, every disturbed thing have come in this ministry to try to destroy it. Everything that's fighting against it, I release rest. Whoa, good God Almighty. I release the spirit of rest on this house. Come on, members, wave at me. Because what, I get you. Whatever I'm releasing in here is being released on wherever you stand. Everybody say rest. This is a divine rest. This is a supernatural rest. This is a rest that can't be disturbed. Jesus said, come unto me, all you that labor and heavy laden, I'll give you rest. My kind of rest, mess can't mess with my rest. Everybody said divine rest.
Divine rest.
Godly rest.
Godly rest.
Supernatural rest.
Supernatural rest.
With this type, I'm stuck on this one. With this kind of rest, the waves can get high and things can get shaky. But this rest will be anchored. This is a spirit of life. As an apostle, I'm placing an anchor of rest. Woo! We're anchoring this ministry down right now in the rest of God. R-E-S-T. Rest. So I'm leaving a rest anchor in here. So when somebody rides their ugly head, don't fight them. The rest gonna get them. That restful member who's standing beside them, they gonna handle it. In the spirit, bind them up. Break that power.
Hallelujah. Rest.
Then had the churches rest throughout all Judea and Galilee and Samaria, and were edified. Number two, edified. Edified means built up. Edified means I'm built up so much nothing can tear me down. Upon this rock, I build my church, and the gates of hell cannot prevail against it. Edified. Built properly, yes, built on the word, built on the spirit, built on truth, yes, sir. Edified, yes, sir. In the spirit. Yes, sir. You can't be a pastor nor a member in the flesh.
Yes, sir.
Right. Come on, apostle.
Edified. Holy Ghost edified his house right now.
Yes, sir.
Oh man, I got a long way to go. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Wait a minute now. Number two, edify. You saw that?
Edify.
Number three, woo, walking in the fear of the Lord. You know what that means? There's an honor, there's an awesomeness, there's a reliance, but the real word is fear. That means trust.
Yes, sir.
If you read the 34th Psalm, it'll tell you all about it.
Yeah.
They that fear the Lord should not want for any good thing.
Yeah.
The Lord will teach you how to fear him, teach you how to reverence him, teach you how to respect him, to teach you how to rely on him, teach you how to rest on him. Walking in the fear of the Lord. In other words, I'm walking in the fear of the Lord, so you can't get me to gossip. So don't call my number. Don't call my house with that mess. If you ain't calling me about prayer meeting, don't call me about nothing.
Yeah.
Listen, the remnant who left here, you need to pray for Pastor Cynthia. She got it, but you got to get it in line. Get it in line. Got to get it in line. She gonna get it in line. Give her time. She's thrusting this thing. She's not gonna be kidding. Her name's Cynthia.
Yeah.
Oh, my. Then, number four. Look at number four. Walking in the comfort of the Holy Ghost. What that mean? What that mean? He's talking to Paul. Closing out one time, he said, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Ghost. Walking in the comfort of the Holy Ghost. You know what it means to walk in the comfort of the Holy Ghost? He knows everything. He knows how things are going to come out. Then he's eavesdropping on himself in heaven. Then he come out and he'll speak it if he have a listener. Are you a listener? Are you a listener? Now, here's what the Lord told me to tell you. Tonight, he's going to solve some issues you're dealing with. It's not just about installation, because he's going to have to do something special for you so you'll know that you've been in his presence tonight and that he's about to do something. He's about to do a new thing. A new anointing. New oil. New fire. Fresh fire. Fresh oil. Woo, glory to God. I feel the Holy Ghost. Hey! Fresh. Everybody say fresh.
Fresh.
I call for fresh fire in this pulpit. Fresh oil. I call for you to be happy when you come to church. Go back home happy. Go back home. Go back home shouting. Sometimes you be so happy. I got so happy sometimes I left my car. You leave your car. You're supposed to leave out of here sometime walking on air. Preach the word in season and out of season. No matter how much treason, try to come into ministry, preach the word in season and in treason. Keep preaching the word. Don't let them get you on the other side of the road. Preach Christ. Preach the blood. Preach the cross. Preach faith. Preach the glory. Preach grace. Preach love. Preach wisdom. Don't let them preach the word in season. Don't let them get you to preach treason. You know what treason is? Somebody gonna cross you up. Somebody trying to mess you up. No, preach the word. Walking in the comfort of the Holy Ghost. Now those four, how the church gonna grow? How the church gonna grow? How this church gonna grow? How the church gonna grow? I know some left, but how this church gonna grow? The man after church. How the church gonna grow? I just told you how. Stick with the four. Look what the last two words say. Who followed me here? Who with me here? Well, multiply. See? Well, multiply. See, those are five marks. Those are five marks, blueprint, that God is setting in his ministry. I'm responsible here as an apostle to set this in here. Now, what y'all do with it, you got to mix it with faith. So I want you to forget every sourpuss idea that have come on your mind in this transition. Just forget about it. God's going to work this thing out. Tell somebody God's working it out. And tell them the apostle here now. I want all the members of this church to stand up and turn around and say, God's working this thing out. Turn around. Turn around. God's working it out. Fresh. Ah! a fresh. I put a sweeping fresh anointing on you. Some of y'all are going to cry before I finish. But you're not going to be crying sadness. You're going to be crying for joy. Five marks. You see those five marks? Right? So we don't have to worry about the church growing and going to grow as long as we do our job. Yes. Right? Amen. Now, I'll chase on her. But you don't have the right to chase on her. Not even in your mind. You better pull that stronghold down. That's what apostolic ministry is all about. Yes, sir. See, an apostle can talk to a pastor something you can't say to him. That's right. Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
Now listen to me. That's five things. Listen. Rest, edification, walking in the fear of the Lord, walking in the comfort of the Holy Ghost, putting the church in a multiplying position. So now, here, let's go to this apostolic insight. Let's go back to Acts 20 for a moment. Let's go back to Acts 20 now. For a moment. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Now, we're talking about how to wear the mantle of a Holy Ghost appointed overseer. I told you mantle means the position of someone who has responsibility or authority. Right?
Yes.
Now, I'm going to show you how this works. I read the fruit, but now I'm going to show you how to harvest it.
Yes, sir.
So sometimes you get to show how to harvest first, then the fruit. But I couldn't because the Holy Ghost wanted to read Acts 9:31 first. So now you go back to Acts 20 and verse 28. And let's look at five things there.
Okay.
Take heed. Now, Apostle Paul is talking to the pastors at Ephesus. All right? Here's what he said. I'm about to go now. See, I'm going to be leaving here in a little while. Take heed, therefore, unto yourself.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
That's you.
Come on.
Keep yourself groomed inside and outside. And don't give a member a right to walk on your toes.
Yeah.
and get you disturbed. Stay anointed.
Yes,
stay full of the joy of the Lord. Yes. Spend time with God. Take heed to yourself. You see, as leader, going to be as member. If you down and out and you upset, they're going to be upset.
Right.
Preach the word.
Yes.
So they have to take heed, number one, take heed to yourself. Guard the way you handle this pulpit. Let the Holy Spirit, let the Holy Spirit, that's why I got him praying. He going to pray. He the one going to pray at the also, when putting you in the prayer over you, he praying it.
Yeah.
Because he got a certain spirit as a pastor.
Yes,
sir.
And I want some of what he do come on you.
Yes.
Yeah, all right. I know you with me. Hallelujah. Yeah. Yeah, he got a calm, authoritative spirit, and that's what you need. A calm. Say something nice and it still knock you down. Y'all remember, y'all with me? Y'all hear what I'm saying?
Yeah.
All right, now come on now. Give me a little time here now. Oh, my goodness. You know, I drove 2 hours and something to come here. Because I didn't fly my plane. I'm in Port Arthur, so I drove my RV myself. So we got to drive back tonight. And my wife sitting in the back of the car, I'm going to tell on her. My wife says, you really love people. My son asked her, what, you don't love them? Woo, glory. And to all the flock, the knucklehead and the straight head. I've been passing for a long time. Don't let that knucklehead cause you to cuss and raise sand when the other person was there and said, feed me till I want no more. Feed the one who's listening and the rest of them, let them scatter. All the pastors, all kind of people in the flock. You have to take care of them.
Yes,
you have people more trained than other people.
Yes.
He told Peter, said, feed my lamb.
Yes.
Feed my sheep. They're two different people.
Yes, two different ones. Wow.
If you love me, do you love me? Feed my sheep.
Feed,
don't whip them.
Feed
don't fuss at them.
Feed
don't try to put fear on them.
Feed
don't cuss them.
Feed them.
Feed them.
Yes,
put that what? What I'm doing tonight? I'm using the word, right?
Yes.
Put that word out. It will produce a harvest because the word is a seed.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
That's right.
Let the tare grow with the wheat. Feed the wheat. You got me? You don't have to worry about no money. Money not the issue here. I'll never be concerned about money. No. If you feed the sheep, the money gonna come.
All right.
All right.
That's it.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, God sent a special messenger to bring you a package.
Yes.
It happened to me so many times.
Yes,
as much as I teach, my assignment is money. You know, I'm going to his church and teach about finances. But I never pray about no money.
Yes, sir. Wow.
Feed the sheep. And the money will come. So you don't have to be talking about money. And twisting your arm about money. Because that's not God. All right, now y'all don't want me to preach up here. You know, I didn't come here as an imposter. I come here to help you. I love you all. I love Cynthia. I love this church. See? But loving don't mean I don't have to tell you.
Yeah.
Take heed, therefore, unto yourself and to all the flock. Now look at this next statement. What the Holy Ghost has made you overseer. Good God Almighty. What the Holy Ghost has made you overseer. So if the Holy Ghost made you overseer, he's going to help you oversee.
Right.
But you're going to have to let him.
Yeah.
Because if you grieve him,
yes, sir.
If you quench him,
yeah.
He's going to stand back. He's like a dove.
Yeah.
Flow with him.
Yeah.
Flow, Cynthia, flow with the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
What the Holy Ghost going to do? Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, meekness,
yeah.
Temperance.
Yeah.
Gifts of the Spirit.
Yes.
Huh?
Yes.
Flow with the Holy Ghost. What I say?
Flow with the Holy Ghost.
Spirit of life, flow with the Holy Ghost. Everything, Spirit of life, turn around tonight.
Hallelujah.
Y'all with me?
Yes.
Everything turning. Everything turning.
Yes.
The glory of God. The power of God. Everything. I said everything turning.
Everything.
The devil's a liar.
Yes.
Jesus is the Messiah.
Yes.
Now, in the next 15 minutes, I'm going to preach about 15 minutes. Holy Ghost, hit this place. We're going to have a Holy Ghost installation here. Woo, glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's a Holy Ghost church. You got to be a Holy Ghost pastor. You got to be Holy Ghost members. See, the Holy Ghost is the overseer over the overseer.
Yeah.
And so the overseer have to listen to the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. If you don't listen to the Holy Ghost, you're going to lose your place.
Yeah.
The Holy Ghost made you overseer.
Yeah.
That's what he said there, right? That's what he said, right?
Yeah.
Good God Almighty, which the Holy Ghost... have made you. The Holy Ghost have made you overseer. Now look at the next statement. To what? No, to beat them. No, to greet them. Got to be up in your face all the time. You ain't got to be up in my face all the time. My job is to feed you the Word of God, because you came here with a problem and God gave me the answer. I mean, if people get their answer, baby, they're going to walk with you. But you got to let the Holy Ghost give them the answer, because sometimes you talking, you give them an answer, you don't even know they got a problem. That's the Holy Ghost. Say that. Say that's the Holy Ghost. Say that's the way the Holy Ghost works. Say, I'm going to let the Holy Ghost work
in this church.
I'm going to work with the Holy Ghost. See, I got to talk to pastor and members. Two become one. Now, I want Pastor Cynthia to forgive anybody, whatever they have done, left, stayed here, contrary, just forgive them. And then I want everybody here to forgive her, because y'all cross up sometimes and make her say things that she shouldn't say. Y'all don't want to talk to me up in here. I didn't come here as an imposter. I come here as an apostle. You understand? Are you listening to me? So everybody got to be working together. Everybody got to be working together. You understand what I'm saying? All right. I'm feeling the unction here now. All right. Feed. Say feed. What that mean? Feed the church of God. Feed the church of God. What do the church of God eat? Huh? What Matthew 4:4 says? Matthew 4:4. Man should not live by bread alone, but every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. You can eat this word. This word gives you spirit, life, insight, understanding, wisdom.
Yes.
Now the Holy Ghost is in here right now.
Yes.
See, I come to choke all them disturbing spirit.
Yes.
That robbing you of your peace. If you're being robbed of your peace tonight, they be choked.
Yes.
The Word of God choke every imposter spirit that's causing problem. and trying to shake and rattle and roll up in here to make y'all blanky. You're not gonna make it. Yeah, you're gonna make it. We straighten it out now. Straighten it out. Straighten. I said what? Straighten it out now. Why can't I preach like this? I got the Holy Ghost back up. Take heed, therefore, unto yourselves and to all the flock over which the Holy Ghost has made you overseer. Overseer. Not underseer, overseer. To feed the church of God. And notice this thing paid for. What you have purchased with his own blood. So we're not trying to get something together here. We got something already paid for. Listen to me. Look up here. The path is already set. Walk in it. Jesus done paid for spirit of life. Jesus, every local church, Jesus already paid for it. And all we got to do is walk in the path that he wants us to walk in. Nobody can stop Jesus. Nobody can stop the Holy Ghost. Nobody can stop the Word of God. Stick with your weapon. Preach the word. Don't say about what they're doing. Preach the word. Stand up here and preach this book. Preach the gospel. Preach this word. What, God? Hear me. Preach this word. Don't preach about what somebody's trying to do. Preach the word. That word will turn into the sword of the Spirit. And everything right, it'll dress them up. And everything wrong, it'll cut them up. Feed my sheep. Feed my lamb. Give them a meal when they come here. Let them know they've been to my house. Tell them I love them. Tell them I got power. Spirit of life, y'all won't go with me. I'm preaching y'all like a wild man. Y'all got to go with me. I'm stirring something up in this house. On purpose, I'm stirring something up. I'm stirring up the gift in this house. I want you to have some joy, unspeakable, and full of glory. Somebody shout up in here. Shout and give God praise. To drive that heckling spirit out of here. Stir up the gift up in here. Come on, stir it up. Sam Holy Ghost. Sam Holy Ghost that was on. Kenneth can be up on Cynthia. Sam Holy Ghost. Sam Jesus. Sam Book.
Hallelujah.
It's time for you to shift. Kenneth can't come to us. We got to go to him. We got a fight to do down here. Let's shift now. You owe it to him to shift. This is wife. Shift with her. Stick with her. Shift with her. Don't care who left, don't you leave. Stand your ground.
Yes,
fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life.
Yes,
you, get that thought out your mind. It's selling in you now. It's selling in here. See that apostolic anointing is selling in you right now, and it is massaging your heart, massaging your mind, to let you know that God can't fail. Feel good, don't it? That's that word. That's that word ministering to you. See, pastor, minister the word. See, that's that word. What you feeling now, what you experience now is the word of God. It's not Leroy word, it's the word of God. And that word, see, see that word, you have an appetite in you. And that word is getting in there right now. Calming things down. Calling things up. All y'all repent who say something negative. You get up here and see what happened. All them different spirit coming at you. You got to get a time, give a girl a time to shift. I call her girl, she's my girl. Give her time to shift. I'm almost through. Hey, Karabashata. You being helped? You being helped, my man? You being helped? You being helped? Members, y'all wave at me. Y'all being helped? How many of y'all glad y'all came tonight? Yeah. I feel a tangible anointing. Moving over this place, man. What? No service will never be the same. This church should be flowing with living water. Let that girl sing and let Cynthia preach. It'll be flowing up in your boy. That girl can sing. What? I bind every foul spirit. Every church fighting spirit. I bind, break their power tonight by the power of Jesus' blood. I bind everything that's trying to turn things sour. You're not going to turn sour. Everything going to be fruitful. Oh, my goodness. I'm gonna come back here and preach some more. That's what's gonna happen. I'm gonna come back here, come back and preach. This church gonna grow. Oh, help me, Lord. Now, for I know this, verse 29, that after my departing, shall grievous wolves enter in among you. Now, you were feeding the flock, right? Yeah. These are not sparing the flock. So the feed going to protect those who try to not spare the flock. If the shepherd turn against the sheep, then the wolf going to get them. Now, shepherd, you have a staff, you have a rod, and you have a scepter. All of the three powerful things that you have to use to protect the sheep and to provide for the sheep. And that Sam staff will cut a wolf neck off. Hallelujah. How long have I been preaching, Montreal? Hallelujah. Not long. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Come on, let it flow. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Shatatarabashakayaya. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I can't hear y'all over here. Hallelujah. I can't hear y'all over here. Hallelujah. Come on, girl. Open your mouth. Glory to God. Open your mouth. Open your mouth. Hallelujah. Come on, say something. Hallelujah. Praise your holy name. Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, boy. Stand up. Hey, stand up. Can you stand up? You can stand up. Hallelujah. Open your mouth. Shakata, girl, stand up. Ha-cha-cha-ra-ba-ya. Open your mouth. Say, lift your hand and praise God. Thank God for his goodness. Thank God for his presence. Thank God for a fresh anointing. Thank God for a fresh word. Thank God for a fresh life. Thank God for a fresh church. Thank God for a fresh anointing. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody help me. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Bless your holy name. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise his name. Bless the Lord at all times. Let everything that have breath praise the Lord. Glory, glory, glory. Paul and Silas. Paul and Silas had actually nothing in the natural to praise about. But in the spirit, they had something to praise him about. They were locked in a strange city in a jail. But Paul hunched Solomon and said, let's praise him. And when they start praising him, the enemy, the earthquake came. We need an earthquake up in here. We need to praise his name. We need to let the Lord flow in here. We need to get some joy in here. We need to jump around, turn around, shout, and praise him up in here. Let the glory of God, let the glory rise. Let the glory rise. Let the glory rise. Let the glory rise. Hallelujah. Let the glory rise. Let the glory rise in me. Let the glory rise. I praise it. Glory. So, Spirit of Life, verse 32, Spirit of Life. You stay standing up. I'm about through. Verse 32 now. I'm going to do what the Apostle Paul did. I'm going to do it to this church. And now. See them first two words? Brethren, I commend you to God. Can't do no better than that. I commend you to God. But not only do I commend you to God, and to the word of his what? I'm about to make a statement that you never forget. I want you to tell the person next to you, the success of this ministry is already paid for. That's what grace is. That's what grace is. It's already, all Pastor Cynthia had to do is what the apostle telling her to do. She got it in her. I just want to preach the word. I don't want you to worry about them devils and them demons. They come to all our churches. I've had people, and then you got to have the ability to say goodbye. Yeah. But don't you all, and don't you be the one that run them away. See, people don't work all the week long. They're devils all day long. They ain't coming to church. They don't want to deal with no devils at church. They don't want to hear the word. Amen? Preach the word, Cynthia. You got it in you, girl. Just preach it. Just preach the word. Just get a message. Pray it. Get a message. Just come out there and pour it out. Preach my message. You got a right to it. It works. It working across the country. To the word of his grace, this is what I want you to do. This church needs to be built up and step into our inheritance. that a voice is right there. Look in the voice. It's in the voice. I say it's in the voice. It's right there. Looking at the 32nd verse there. And now, brethren, I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up. Glory to God. Oh, Lord. It's time for somebody to be built up in here. I feel a building up coming on. Oh, Lord. I thank you for building us up in his house. I thank you for your amazing grace that is walking all over this place. Touch somebody and tell them everything is all right. The glory can change anything. The word can lift anybody. The blood can make everything all right. Standing at the foot of the cross, every answer you need is at the cross where Jesus died. And then you go on to the grave. He got up on the third day, declared all power is in my hand. It belonged to you, Spirit of Life. the glory of the resurrection, the power, belong to you. You ought to turn around, give somebody a high five, and tell them that power belongs to this church. And that power is moving in this church right now. You can't only teach this. You got to preach a little bit. You got to tell them that the power is moving right now. The glory is moving right now. The grace is moving right now. God's goodness is moving right now. Hey! Hallelujah. 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 I'm gonna close, Junior. Hallelujah. 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 The Lord is good and he's on my side. Oh! See, I know y'all need a little preaching here. I know you need a little stirring up. And so I'm going to stir you up a little bit. He's able to change everything. He's able. He can make a way out of no way. He's good in the morning. He's good at noontime. Good in the evening. I thank God for it. All right, let's read verse 16 and I close. Ephesians 4:16. Something going on in here. I feel like having church up in here. I feel the glory moving in here. I feel his grace moving in here. I feel his deliverance moving in here. I feel healing power moving in here. I feel financial power moving in here right now. I feel the love of God. Make not a hope, make it not a shame, because the love of God been shed abroad in our heart by the Holy Ghost. Then I read in the Bible, love never faileth. Everything else is falling, everything else is failing. Keep walking in love. Love never faileth. Love can't fail. Somebody help me walk here in love a little bit. I must walk in love. I can't walk no other way. I don't feel like walking, but I'm gonna walk anyway. I got to walk by faith and not by sight. I got to hold on to God's unchanging hand. If I hold God's hand, I know he's going to change things for me. Oh, spirit of life, things got to change up in here tonight. Things are changing. Walk a little bit. Walk in love. Walk in love. Walk in love. Walk in love. I get you to keep walking in love. Everything is all right. Love will hold you when everything else lets you down. Love will wrap you up and hold you when everything's falling down. Oh, love, love, wrap me, wrap me in your love tonight, Lord. Come on, tell him, wrap me in your love tonight, Lord. Take away the pain, take away the sorrow, take away the grief. Wrap me in your love tonight, Lord. I need you to touch me tonight, Lord. I need you to wrap me in your love. Wrap me in your grace. Wrap me in your mercy tonight, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Come on. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine.